imagine you faced with a legal problem, but hiring a solicitor feels about as out of reach as a private jet charter to the Caribbean. What's your next move? Welcome to today's episode, where we challenge the status quo. Unqualified or unauthorized personnel aren't just fringe players. They're essential for access to justice in England and Wales. Over the next few minutes, I'll peel back the layers, from outdated gatekeeping to real-life scenarios, concrete reforms and bold solutions. Ever heard of the justice gap or legal deserts? Picture a barren landscape where only a privileged few find water. By the end, you'll see why the Legal Services Act 2007, though important, might just be standing in the way of everyday fairness. Ready to rethink who really opens the doors to justice? Let's start with the justice gap, two words that sound like a dystopian novel, but for millions it's daily reality. The justice gap occurs when people can't get the legal help they need, often because of cost or complexity. Legal aid eligibility has shrunk, and high street law firms in rural areas, our so-called legal deserts, are disappearing. What does this mean for a single parent facing eviction or a worker with an unfair dismissal claim? They're often left navigating a maze without a map. Standard regulation insists only qualified folks can help, but that leaves too many behind. Isn't it time to ask, does holding a certificate matter more than getting help? Now you might be thinking, isn't regulation about protecting us from bad advice? Absolutely, but when rules become bars instead of bridges, that's a problem. The Legal Services Act 2007 introduced the concept of reserved activities. Think of them as locked doors only key holders can open. But what if those keys are too expensive or rare? Many community advisors and paralegals are shut out, despite being trusted guides. The logic of credentialism, a technical term for overvaluing qualifications, can act like a moat around the castle of justice. Should we really value paperwork over people's real needs? Let me give you an example. In an advice centre, an advisor with no legal qualifications helps a refugee decode complicated paperwork and find a path to safety. These grassroots helpers, often called legal navigators, are the lifeblood of local justice. They demystify legal jargon the way a friendly neighbour translates tech talk into simple steps. They're not breaking laws, they're breaking barriers. If they vanish tomorrow, would former qualified and authorised lawyers fill the gap? Unlikely. Instead, the most vulnerable would be left voiceless. Is that the justice system we want? Cost is a four-letter word in the world of justice. With average solicitor fees running into hundreds per hour, legal help is out of reach for many. Enter Mackenzie Friends individuals offering lay support in court. They're not always formally qualified, but they provide crucial procedural guidance. Think of them as co-pilots, helping you steer through turbulent skies when you can't afford a veteran captain. Some critics cry foul, but ask yourself, would you rather fly solo or have someone even unlicensed by your side? For many, it's the difference between hope and helplessness. Let's face it, the legal system can feel alien to those from diverse backgrounds. That's where unqualified advisors often excel. They share language, culture, or lived experience. This cultural competence is like having a tour guide who knows every shortcut and speaks your dialect, not just the official language. Now, you might ask, but can't lawyers learn this? To a point, yes. But community trust isn't taught in textbooks or earned with exam results. It's built over years, cup of tea by cup of tea. Shouldn't our justice system harness that trust rather than shut it out? Unqualified helpers aren't just stopgaps, they're innovators. Flexibility is their secret weapon. While the Legal Services Act 2007 emphasizes structured regulation, it can't keep pace with shifting needs. Sometimes disruptive change comes from the margins, not the center. Isn't it time the law caught up with how people really seek help? Now, skeptics will say, isn't there a risk of bad advice or exploitation? Absolutely, and we shouldn't ignore it. But regulation doesn't guarantee perfection. Even qualified lawyers can make mistakes. What if, instead of blanket bans, we had smart safeguards, clear complaints procedures, basic training requirements, or supervised roles for unqualified advisors? Think of it as a safety net, not a cage. The reality is risks exist on both sides, but the greater danger is leaving people with no help at all. Isn't guided help, even from non-lawyers, better than silence? So, what did we uncover today? First, the justice gap is real and widening. Second, regulation alone can't meet everyone's needs sometimes. It blocks real solutions. Third, Community helpers, unqualified or unauthorized, are crucial lifelines for many. Here's your action step. Next time you or someone you know faces a legal hurdle, look beyond the label. Ask, who really understands my needs? Justice isn't just for the qualified, it's for everyone who needs a fair shot. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who believes in real-world solutions. Stay curious, stay empowered. Thanks for listening.